Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast, Two Girls.
One podcast.
I am joined by my co-host, Ellie,
Yeah.
and I am your co-host, Allie. And today, guys, our podcast is going to be super chill, man. Just, you know, whatever pops into our head, we're going to talk about this, our first unscripted kind of. You know, where we don't really know what we're going to talk about. We just kind of ramble on.
Excellent.
But I was listening to a podcast the other day about weddings, yeah. Right? And I was just thinking about, like, how expensive people really make their weddings, like, very extravagant.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I cannot imagine spending more than 20 grand on a wedding, let alone like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about y'all, but like, it seems so absurd, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. What's the purpose of even having a large wedding, you know?
Beats me.
Like the dress. I remember, did you ever watch the show Say Yes?
Yeah.
I just remember these girls were going to, like, the place and, like, to buy these expensive dresses that cost, like, thousands of dollars. I'm just like, girl, I can go on some, go on Amazon.
Yeah, you can go on Wish, buy a wedding dress for $1.
Yeah, you can go on Wish, or, I mean, there's Fashion Nova, that place, they have wedding dresses. I mean, there's so many online stores, so you can even, honestly, what even dictates you from just wearing a white dress?
It
could be a top dress. It could be literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, I feel like my ideal wedding, for some reason, would either be something in terms of, like, having a small ceremony of, like, maybe exchanging vows and all that, and maybe wearing a nice fancy outfit and some photos. But then afterwards, I feel like something fun, you know, like an activity. Like, I've always thought, like, what if we had a whole movie theater to ourselves?
Honestly.
What if, like, you know, we had, like, a really nice dinner and, like, we rented out, like, you know how, like, they have, like, dinner party things? You remember how, like, at my birthday party, my dad had us, like, a table?
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, what if I do that? Like, come on. No,
yeah.
I feel like weddings are too stressful.
Mm-hmm.
All for what? So a bunch of people who, some cousins you barely remember, you know, just random family members can come and enjoy themselves.
Honestly?
Like, I was just like, I just need a few of my friends, you know, to come hang with me, you know?
Yeah.
I only want good vibes. I don't want, I would sweat if I had like 20 people. More than 20 people at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems so. I would say, like, maybe going. I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't go out for the ceremony and spend most of the money on, like, food and, like, entertainment.
Yeah.
What's your ideal wedding?
I don't know. I've never really thought that far ahead, but, like, I definitely wouldn't want, like, a really big one. Probably, like, something simple, too. And then, like, just something fun, like, during or, like, after it. Like, yeah, like what you said, like, going out and, like, eating somewhere with everyone. Because, like, isn't, like, the main point of, like, getting married and, like, isn't the main thing that makes it special is, like, you getting married to, like, that special someone?
Yeah, I feel like so many people are like, no, this is my first day. It's, like, the parents of the bride, or just other family members. I feel like some of them make it about themselves, and like it gets lost, especially like integrating two giant families together. I feel like everybody is like, no, we want a wedding, we want a party, and we want somebody else to pay our food, a caterer.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't mind paying for a caterer for everyone to eat, but it would not be more than 20 people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend more than, like, a thousand or two on a wedding. Like, that's my budget, a
Yeah.
thousand or two.
Like you could put that
Because,
money
like,
towards like your honeymoon or something.
Honestly, I would just be married in Vegas, low-key.
Yeah, I remember like my cousin when she got married, she just like invited like her husband's family and like her side of family, which is like her mom's sister and like me and my mom. And then she just did it like right outside of like the council building. They just said like their vows there.
Yeah, that's what my sister did too. They did their vows on the, or like they bring out somebody new
Yeah.
married, and then you just take some photos outside, you know? I'll be really, honestly, here's the top priorities. It would be the ceremony, the pictures. I would say maybe what I'm wearing and my makeup and hair, a photographer, not like a cheap, you know, like iPhone,
What do
like
you mean
an
that
actual
is
photographer.
photography?
I would just get like, oh, like a professional photographer, get really cute photos, and pretty much just after that, eat, do an activity.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would be happy. I would just be happy if like I went to the courthouse, got married, and just went to like a dinner with all my friends. Goes to Benihana.
Honestly.
That sounds like a good wedding. Like, oh, I just like don't understand why. Like, and then you know it's like another thing, not even just the wedding, like the whole start of it, like getting proposed to. Do you ever feel like girls like put too much like what do you call it, like emphasis on the engagement, like how you get engaged and like what kind of ring
Oh
you
my God,
get?
yeah. You know, like what I've seen, like posts of that, like I hate, like when the girls are like, "Oh, my boyfriend only got me like this cheap ring. Should I even like still accept it?" I'm like, "What? That's not even like what you should be thinking about."
Honestly, fellas, propose to your girl the cheap ring. If she says
Then get a
no,
new girl.
you really want her. If she says no to a cheap ring, then you gotta let her go. Because sometimes you gotta make sure she's the
Like
one.
if you
Because
proposed to me with like
usually
a ring
a
pop,
girl.
I'd be like, oh, thank God.
You like a ring that I can enjoy?
Thanks.
Oh, thank God. Honestly, I would. I'm not even a big fan of just like a giant
Yeah.
diamond or like those ugly silver ones. I would rather get like a
Yeah.
gemstone or like just something online
Yeah.
just for maybe a couple hundred bucks. Or, you know, just one of, and I know like what's going around is like those rubber
Oh yeah,
bands.
those are like yeah, really practical.
Honestly, I would just be fine with just a simple gold
Yeah.
band. Like people, I don't know how these girls like rock a giant ring on a finger. I know I used to be really into in rings, but the thing is like the more you wear it so often that the diamond,
Yeah.
the things that the diamonds hold on to, those can break any time. Like unless you actually get the insurance for it. Like imagine like losing the ring. Or like imagine breaking it. Because I've definitely broke a couple rings
Yeah.
from overuse. So I would not buy a very expensive ring. Like there's people who buy like what was it? Like a $10 million engagement ring. You know, like celebrities. I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Let alone like would you want your significant other to take a loan out for a ring? Like,
Yeah,
no.
definitely not.
And chances are, if they're taking out a loan, when you get married, that loan becomes yours too, because like your debts become
Yeah.
one. Like, I would not want to have a debt to a dumb
Yeah.
ring. I would not want a debt to a dumb wedding that like I barely
Yeah.
enjoyed.
You just get that bad boy
Because I
on
already know
clearance.
myself. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I just think that some people just. I feel like weddings are just so overdone. Like, they're just like so plain. Like, and, like before, I would say when growing up, I was like, kind of into it. I'm like, I want a big dress and all that. But, like, as you get older, it's like, man, I would rather put all that money towards, like, a down payment on a home.
Oh, my God. Do you remember one, like, TV show where, like, these four women were, like, competing, like, to see who had the best wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, why?
They would be snarky and be like,
like, this wedding sucks.
Yeah, she didn't have a good bouquet, like,
food sucked.
Her food? Oh, my gosh. She chose the salmon. Ugh.
Her ceremony was too long.
Yeah, the vows were not rehearsed, and it was very
And, like, if it's like that, that, like, sucks, because, like, she planned for, like, the wedding to be like that, so she's happy.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, it's like, why do you judge people's wedding if their idea of perfect? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, why are you gonna judge, like, a wedding ceremony? Like, she planned it and all this and that. And I don't know. It just also the concept of it was like okay, but like in the end, like somebody lost, and like they have to be ashamed of their wedding.
And this is by no means us like beating up on like people who'd want like a bigger extravagant wedding. Like you do you, but this is just like how'd we want to like do our shit.
Yeah, like, if you want to spend, like, thousands of dollars on a wedding, go ahead. Like, if you have the money to spare, like, go ahead. Yeah, like, it's not meant to, like, be rude, but it's, like, us, like, you and I, like, why would we want? Like, I can't even fathom dropping thousands of dollars on a wedding. Maybe $1,000 or $2,000, but just tens of thousands? Mm-hmm. Oof. I'd rather have a car or a house. You know, houses aren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No, you gotta spend, you know, what, 3% down and or more, and that's expensive. I'd rather put it all towards the house, or even just like not even spending a lot of it for like the wedding part, like the honeymoon. Yeah. That's where you put the money into. You put a good $1,000 or $2,000 into it.
Especially if you want to like travel to somewhere.
Yeah, like I definitely want to travel to like Italy, dude. Italy's so nice. I would love to go there. Yeah. God, I love Italian food. Love pasta. And like the Italian countryside. So gorgeous. Like that's stuff I'd rather spend money towards. Not some wedding where somebody complained about there was salmon instead of chicken. Yeah. Paying for people's boobs. That probably talked crap behind my back. But ain't no way I'm spending good money on something like that. Estimate.
Dude, you know what would be like a fun like thing to do like after like a wedding? Like have everyone get like Korean barbecue or something.
That's true. Dude, I am like right now I'm full because we just ate, but like I don't know. Korean barbecue really just sounds really good.
And it's fun.
Yeah, you get to like chat, make your food. Do you know what? You know what I find so disrespectful? What? People who go to Korean barbecue and make it.
Uh-oh.
You know, like there's that option where like they can get it fried by like the actual person.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like I think there's an option where like you don't use the grill, and somebody brings it out and like they've already cooked it. I'm just like, you're just taking the fun out of the experience. That's like going to Benihana and just ordering the food there at the table and not watching the chef cook it in front of you. I'm just like, now why would I do that?
I mean, if you probably like didn't have like the means to like cook it yourself, then that's like understandable.
Yeah, no, definitely. I see the option for like people who are unable to like cook and do that. Maybe mobility problems, but
if you're just like completely capable.
If you're pretty much capable of it and you just don't want to because you like it's so foolproof. That meat is usually chopped.
Yeah, you just put on there for like 5 seconds and it's done.
Yeah, you gotta just put it on there until it gets nice and crispy and brown. But I mean, to be honest, okay, so when I went to the Korean barbecue place, I saw somebody just
Oh,
do it
wow.
raw.
You think
And I was
they
like,
knew what to do? Do you think they knew?
I want to say yes.
What if they thought it was like already cooked?
But like, no, like some people just like meat on its own. I'm pretty sure they did this because they were cooking like other things and like, but they were taking some of it off and just like eating it, like the thin sliced ones, like the very
I
thinly
mean, like,
sliced
I
ones.
guess.
I'm like,
It was like,
I mean,
okay,
damn.
like, follow the same rules with, like, beef.
I don't know because like you know how like they have like very thin slice. I don't know. I guess, you know, if you don't get sick.
I mean, people put, like, raw eggs
You
in
know, if you eat.
smoothies, or not, yeah, smoothies, right?
Yeah, people do that and like I guess it's less of a chance. I don't know. I still people do that. So honestly, who am I to
Yeah.
judge? But I
I
just thought
mean,
that was
animals don't
interesting.
cook their beef, technically.
That's true.
I mean, cannibals
Yeah, but
exist.
we're better than them. That is very true. But at least they cook it, don't do
If
they?
they want, like that person.
Who was that
Amazing.
cannibal? Who was the famous cannibal? Oh, I forgot. What did Jeffrey Dahmer, did he eat people or did he just didn't like the thing where he like he had sex with dead corpse?
Fuck, it's been a while.
Necrophilia is like the one where
With
like you have
the
sexual relations with the de yeah. Ooh. How does that
Ooh.
feel? I'm just curious because the body usually becomes very
I'm like
stiff,
cold,
right?
right?
Yeah, very cold, ice cold. I should know. I've definitely touched a
Dang.
dead body before. And there was a family member. So, like, those bodies get cold real fast. The decomposing starts right away. Like, do you really want to be having sex with a corpse while it's, like, leaking juices?
Oh, fuck.
Those things are gross when somebody dies. Like, ugh. Dude, you know what? You know what I love the
What?
most? I like those like body farm videos a
Oh, yeah, you
lot.
showed
You
me.
know, the art of
Yeah.
decomposition. Just something about it in my sick, twisted mind. I like
Yeah.
seeing that
I
stuff.
mean, like, I've
And
watched,
like
like, videos, because I watched this one lady. I can't remember her name, but it was, like, something about mortician. Oh, Ask a Mortician. And I just
yeah,
find it,
her.
like, how interesting of how, like, well, how interesting of how taboo people see when talking about death, and how she's just, like, combating, like, the stigma around it. Just, like, with, like, these body farm
Yeah.
videos, like, some people may think it's, like, grotesque and stuff, but, like, we kind of need these to help, like, advance our understanding.
Yeah, like it's important to like talk about spheres. You know, there's like a whole thing where it's like, don't talk about it, don't talk about it. It's like it you, when if you give something too much power over you, it's gonna you're gonna like become
Yeah.
more afraid of it, and like it's like something like death. It's like it's gonna
Yeah.
happen. There's no person that's never died before, there's no living thing that's gone dead. Like we all have our you know set lifespan, and we're gonna all face the inevitable. So it's not, it shouldn't, you know. It's so weird because like we're okay with talking about life, birth
Yeah.
and stuff. It's enjoyment, it's happiness usually. Going to death,
Yeah.
it's the opposite. It's sad, it's depressing. But some people, and I
Yeah.
am these people, but death is not
Yeah.
sad in a way. It depends
Yeah.
how you look at it. If it's obviously if it's somebody who
Oh,
was
yeah.
killed, sad. If it was somebody whose life was taken by not a natural cause, sad. And it is sad when people die of
Yeah.
certain diseases. it sucks that people do have certain disabilities or throughout time they develop diseases. And like those deaths, I would say suck, but I think death is something that's very joyous in a way. I see it as like technically you build up, it's how am I trying to put this? Let's just say you live a good life and now you're, I don't know, 85 years old and you're dying, right? It's kind of like you can look back at your life before death and say, you know, I lived a good life. I lived a long life. There was good times and then there's bad times, but I am thankful for both. And I just think it's not meant to be something that's scary. I mean, it is, it depending on your what you believe in, of how you die, of where you go, whether you're someone who believes in a heaven or a hell or
Yeah, oh
something
my God, I
else,
was having an
it.
existential like crisis about that like a few nights ago. Like I was just like laying there and thinking like, oh, like what happens like when you die? What if it's just like this nothingness and you like cease to exist? Like what if heaven wasn't real and you just like stop? That like freaked me out.
Yeah. I my belief is that when you die, you I my perspective is for more like not a scientific but like what seems more realistic. And I think for me, I'm not a spiritual person, I'm not a religious person, and I just think when you die, it's I think it's your body shuts down, and I just think you don't it's hard to say, but like I feel like death, once a person stops breathing, I think it's just that it, like just emptiness, it's gone. It's, you know, I feel like to me nothing happens. Like I feel like nothing's, I'm not gonna awake somewhere else. I feel like I'm not gonna be reincarnated into anything. Now, I would love to believe in reincarnation. That would be sick. It would be a nice idea of life ends and it re-begins, but I just think that life ends and it ends, and you know, it's like a plant, right? A plant withers away into nothingness, but it comes back, but we never know if it's the same one. We know it's the same type. It's like humans, like there's so many different variations of people and combinations. I just think that like it would be very strange for if people reincarnated again and again and again. Would it be odd that people are being reincarnated over and over? So I don't know. I do get a little worried about it sometimes, where I'm like, God, what does happen? Like you kind of like wonder. It's like you, somebody hasn't like died in like, or people have died, you know, heartbeat stopped and like cardiac arrest and stuff, but like, you know, fully like gone hours or years after death and then come back and tell you how it is. Like I don't know. I think, but there, I feel like there's beauty in death. I think it's like a, you know, a sweet release. And like I've even made peace with it. Like if I were to pass away like in this very moment, I'd be like, well, I lived an amount of time, good and bad, and I was just lucky to even be alive, you know? I was lucky to be here and
It was good while it
enjoy
lasted.
certain things in life. Yeah, it's the same. I'm here for
Oh
a good
God.
time, not a long time. And that's my philosophy sometimes. You know, I saw TikTok the other day. It's like, did you know, even if you have a healthy, well-balanced diet
You
and
still
exercise, you're
die.
still gonna die? And then I was like,
Like,
yo,
you
that's
right?
so true. If people in the comments are getting like mad, they're like, how could she say that? diet and exercising is gonna like make you life your life
I mean,
go
you're
faster.
going,
And it's like somebody's in the comments like be like, would you want to be older and you know what I mean? Like it like kind of just doesn't matter. Like it matters to you and only you how you choose to live your life and how you want to like how much your what you do to your body impacts your health. Like that's up to you and only you. Because like at the end of the day, you live for you. There are people who are dependent on you, but like you still have to be happy in your own life. And if you choose not to exercise, if you choose to eat unhealthy foods, you know, that's fine. Like you're put on this earth, you have your choices. Like if you want to eat nutritious meals and exercise all the time, that's on you. And you can live a good life of doing both. You can do a healthy lifestyle, dieting, exercising, and also points of time where you don't do that. And like, you never know. Honestly, I've seen people who diet and exercise. And for some reason, I've seen people who've done the opposite and lived longer. Like my grandma, she tried really hard to like be a health conscious person. And she ended up passing before my grandfather. And I email my grandpa. He's not a healthy man. No, he's not a healthy man at all. No. But like he's lived he outlived her. Like honestly, at the end of the day, you make yourself happy with how you want to live, whether it's you exercise, you know, you live life for yourself.
Excellent.
I hope you like my bird every month. I hope you like it. I was really saving it in for everyone. Gosh, man, or it's the night before the Super Bowl, and I'm not mentally ready there. I'm not I don't know what to expect from this performance from the weekend, and I honestly don't remember even who's in the Super Bowl itself.
People that are in the stadium.
I honestly just don't care about the Super Bowl.
Does anyone really care about the Super Bowl this year?
I think people do because it's something to watch, something to look forward to. But I'm like, my Super Bowl happens every Friday in WandaVision. Now that was what really makes me just pumped up is WandaVision, actually. So, you guys, we're going to get to a part of our podcast where we talk about our favorite show so far. The only show we watched together, WandaVision. All right. And if you guys don't know what WandaVision is, you know, that's okay. You should, honestly. It's a Marvel thing. It's quite good. Anyways, we're on episode 6. And oh boy, oh boy. Some things happen. We definitely get it's finally the episode after we find out that Wanda and Vision they're in this town where it seems like Wanda's controlling everything, and then on the outside the FBI, the government and SWORD are on the outside trying to like wondering why what's happening. There's people who are kidnapped into the and being forced to be characters in a sitcom that Wanda's supposedly controlling and stuff. And like to me it's like this is the first episode like of actual like progress in terms of like going forward, because the other episodes were more explanatory of what already was happening. So basically, our girl Geraldine, she wakes back up from her getting thrown literally out of Westview from Wanda. Darcy and Jimmy are still there. They're trying to, like, wonder, like, what is happening. At the same time, Wanda and Vision, they have their two twin babies, and their children keep doing, like, they keep growing up, right? They keep leveling. What was the term they were using?
Yeah.
Aging themselves up. They're aging up. They went from being babies to, like, 5-year-olds, and then from 5-year-olds to 10-year-olds. They just kept aging throughout this episode because they were... They're, like, the only two characters that aren't really being controlled by Wanda. So, like, Wanda's like, only if you guys had just grown up, kind of, like... And then they do it. They grow up because they want... I don't know, just something... I just found it fascinating that she was not able to control their growth. And this is the episode where I'm kind of realizing that Wanda's not... Like, she is in control, but she isn't. And I think that there's other influences that are getting in the way that are pretty much, like, controlling her in a way. Like, for instance, there's episode 3 where Wanda gives birth. She could not control a stork. She could not control certain things. Like, even her neighbor, she really couldn't. Agnes, she really can't, like, do anything much about. And I think there's so much good foreshadowing in the show with Agnes.
Yeah.
Agnes is a witch. I'm pretty sure it's very obvious that she's Agatha, Harkness, a witch from the Salem Witch Trials. They're also saying that the guy, what's his name, detective?
Yeah.
The other detective, Hayward. I'm pretty sure he's the villain. He's the main villain. I think Wanda met Agnes, like, because I do find it, in a way, just a tiny bit strange that how Wanda was able to bring back Vision. We know that Wanda breaks into S.W.O.R.D. headquarters and steals Vision's dead corpse, and she somehow brings it back to life. I think that that is more of a witch thing, where I feel like Agnes influenced her of how to do it. And, like, I think Agnes is working with a villain called what's his name?
Mephisto. How do you pronounce it?
Mephisto, yeah. She's working with Mephisto, who is a demon. He's what you call, I don't know, there's so many different things, but, like, he's basically, like, the ultimate, pretty much. He is the devil himself. So I think he is not only represented throughout the show, I think he's the hexagonal, he's influencing Wanda as well. Like, I think he has control over her, therefore it seems like she's the one in control, but I think she's being influenced by both of them. I feel like this Ralph guy Agnes keeps referring to really is him. I think Hayward is the physical, like, outside Mephisto. In this episode, there was a lot of red hues, red lighting, just, like, red everywhere, and, like, I'm pretty sure that it's him. At the end of the episode, my God, the biggest and baddest cameo known. It was Evan Peters, Quicksilver. If you guys don't know, there's two Quicksilvers. One from the Fox X-Men series, who's played by Evan Peters. And the Marvel MCU version of Pietro in Age of Ultron. Pietro dies in that movie, and he's never really mentioned again until WandaVision. And basically, it's kind of weird. Wanda, at the very end, she was talking about her brother, and, like, the twins were like, Mom, like, if you can bring back the dead, why don't you? Or, like, or something like that. And I guess somehow it, like, manifested into him coming to, like, their front door. And, like, she was shocked by it. And I think it's, I don't know if it's the Quicksilver one from the Fox universe. I don't know if he's the X-Men version or he just, because it's like a, it's a show, so I think he was just casted to play Quicksilver, even though he is Quicksilver in the X-Men, the Fox version. I'm pretty sure he's just making, like, I also think this is also Mephisto in the, like, he's physically being presented in the TV show. Like, I'm pretty sure that's him, but he is acting like her brother, who also, like, there's, like, so much depth to it, to this, like, and I don't think it's, I truly don't think it's Quicksilver from the X-Men. I think it would be cool, because it would set up, the whole, like, because, like, now Disney owns the Fox movies. They call them, like, legacy movies, and, like, I wonder if, like, that's how they're going to introduce them. I don't think so. I feel like it'd be so odd to do it in that way. Because, like, I don't know. Because even if it's, even if it's in the parallel universe, right? I just, I still think of, I feel like he should be played by the other actor. But just from, like, a different parallel universe. Or something like that. But I don't know. I don't know what Disney's doing, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many fan theories. got a lot of burpees today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so excited for the next week's episode. You know, Elizabeth Olsen plays Wanda. She says that there's going to be a Luke Skywalker type of cameo. Now, everyone thought it was going to be Evan Peters, but I don't think it's Evan Peters. I think it's someone else. I don't know who. In this episode, Geraldine refers to a perfect aerospace engineer to help them. I don't know who they're talking about. Somebody said it could be Mr. Fantastic, which makes sense because I think they're making a Fantastic Four reboot, but what's in the MCU, like, version. It could be, I enjoyed the Fantastic Four movie, early 2000 version, not the other one that came out a few years ago, but I just don't know who they bring. Like, we know Wanda's gonna be in Doctor Strange. I don't see Doctor Strange as being, like, a Luke Skywalker type cameo. Like, he's expected. Yeah. He's part of the Avengers. Like, that would just be too overhyped. I don't think it's gonna be Captain Marvel. Again, she's just another Avenger. And she's not an aerospace engineer, she's just a pilot. There's just, God, I just don't know everything right now. Boy, what I would give to know the knowledge. But, God, Disney's kept this shit under wraps. But, you know, there was a big leak that happened, like, a few months ago. Well, not a few months, but literally last month.
Yeah.
Of the Evan Peters cameo. So, God, I can't imagine what would top that. No, they're going to bring back.
They're going to bring back your real dead brother.
I feel like the only, maybe I think it would be cool is if somehow they brought Professor X. Like, do you remember how Professor X was able to help, kind of able to help Jean Grey? Because we know Jean Grey, she's, like, one of the most powerful mutants. I know that Technically, Wanda is a mutant, but like when it comes to the MCU version, she's not one. She just was influenced by the Infinity Stone. I don't know how they're gonna set it up, but it would be cool if like there was a parallel universe and somehow Professor X sensed it. I know he's a telepath, and he is a telepath, and like maybe he could sense danger. I don't know. It would be interesting who would they bring. Like, I'm trying to think of like other people they would like think of. Like, no, they just bring Hugh Jackman.
Oh my god.
Imagine if they brought Hugh Jackman. They're like, he came out retiring. He was like, man, Logan ain't the last thing I'm gonna do. I just don't know. Like, oh, there's so many things. I would be kind of sad if like it didn't live up to the hype. Like, she literally said it was like a Luke Skywalker type of cameo. I'm like, I was very shocked to see Luke Skywalker. And so, don't know, but goddamn, episode. We're episode five. I probably said six earlier. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be on episode six next week, but episode five.
Yeah, no, watch the cameo be fucking Iron Man.
Yeah. But Robert Downey Jr.
That's why it's gonna be a Luke Skywalker cameo.
Did he have a cameo in Far From Home? I don't think so.
Already recorded.
But I don't think it's actually. Yeah, pre-recorded footage. Like, I'm sure we're gonna still see Iron Man. It's probably gonna all just be like pre-recorded, like already seen images of him. But I mean, who knows? No, goddamn, they're gonna bring that juicy, thick ass of Chris Evans. That's a cameo I would like to see, even though he's an old man. I mean, it could.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say. So many types of cameos. But anyways, I want to transition it to you to read our thing we do every week as well, where we take a anonymous submission from the Twitter page relationship.tech. And we read it to you guys, and we talk about how we feel about it.
There's no name to this one, so I'll just start. 3 weeks ago, I went to visit my friend Alice, and during my visit, Mary, a friend of Alice, came unexpectedly over. Mary and I started a conversation, and during that conversation, Mary asked me what my cultural or ethnic background was, and I explained that I was Ethiopian. Mary seemed really happy to hear that, as it confirmed what she believed I was. We talked about how she spent time in Ethiopia for some outreach program when she was younger, and how much of an impact the people, culture, and traditions had on her. She then told that the locals named her Gemma. I probably butchered that one, but oh well. Because that means beloved one. And that she loved the name so much that she has named her newborn daughter it. I asked her if she was serious. She told me that she was, and well, Gemma Yemechi, it does not mean beloved one in Amharic. It actually means uncomfortable, inconvenient, imbecile, depending on how you use it. So I told her the true meaning. Mary is now very angry with me and refuses to accept that she named her child an unpleasant, offensive name. Mary left angry, and Alice is now upset with me for hurting Mary's feelings as she feels I should have told her. I do feel bad as she seemed genuinely hurt by it, and I don't know what to do or how to fix hurting Mary's feelings. How do I fix this?
First off, stop naming your kids a culture that's not yours.
First off,
you don't even know the translation of it, the actual translation. Like, you haven't even done research behind it. Like, don't always believe what people
by, like, how she worded it, like, because I've heard of, like, instances, because, like, my school has, like, a lot of programs where they send people to, like, third world countries to, like, quote-unquote help the people. So, like, if this was the case and, like, the people probably viewed her as, like, an outsider and didn't like her, it could be very easy for them to say, like, oh, no, we're calling you this, just to, like,
Yeah, they're like, just being like, haha, let's call you this because you're such an inconvenience. Like, you're a very unpleasant person. Yeah. Like, she thought it as a compliment, but, like, they were actually saying an insult because she doesn't know their language. Now, do I think she should get mad at her friend? No. It's on her. You named a kid, never did any research, never looked it up online. Like, I'm sure if you typed it into Google, something would have popped up about it translating to that. Why would you get mad at your friend? Your friend's only trying to help. Like, imagine, like, you know, so you told your kid, this is my child. And, like,
even in the thing, it said, like, she was a newborn, right? So, like, if anything, you still have time to change her name, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, you have time to change it. I think if she's angry at her friend, but, I feel like she's just angry at maybe the fact that these people are making fun of her. And maybe she's taking it out on her friend. Yeah, like, I would say, like, I would get angry, but, like, I hope she can't apologize. Like,
even then, they'd had, like, the best intention. Because, like, what if you grew up and your child was this name, and one day they're like, hey, you know your name is this, right? And then, bam, your kid realizes that their name meant this their entire life.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a cute name. I don't know, baka, right? In Japanese means stupid, right? Imagine you named your kid Baka. And like, hi, like, this is my kid Baka.
Stupid, right?
And like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
You name your kid puta.
Oh.
A puta, puta. You name your child puta, and then someone's like, what the fuck? Why would you name your kid bitch? Like, like, some people. The audacity. I don't know, there's certain, I don't like the, like, appropriations of language, especially if you're not even that ethnicity. Like, I just think it's absurd, especially if it's like an ethnicity that you're not even closely related to. You're naming your child after, like, you know how, like, you know what gets me mad? People who are Caucasian and name their child an anime character. I'm just like, that's like a little too much for me. Like, I could understand the appreciation, like, maybe really love this character, but, like, I don't know. I would say maybe do it as a middle name, you know, but as someone's first name, it's like, like, I wouldn't. I just, like, for who's a big popular name? Who's a girl from Attack on Titan? Mikasa. I know there's a lot of babies that were born Mikasa. And I'm just like, you're either saying Mikasa from Attack on Titan, or you're literally saying in Spanish, my house. So, like, I just would stick to a name that fits your, I would say, cultural background. I do understand. I very much do understand why people, they like, oh my god, that's such a, it sounds so pretty and it means like a really cute meaning, but it's like, I don't know. It now, like, for me, like, if I had a child and I named it, I don't know, Estrella, like, that wouldn't be bad for me naming me Star. I am half Mexican. I can use a name like that, but I wouldn't go out of my way to, like, give my kid a name that didn't fit who they were. Like, I'm not gonna go have a child named Mikasa. Like, and, like, people aren't gonna know whether it means my house or, like, I named after an anime character.
Yeah.
What's another one? Naruto, Sakura. That was another one. From Naruto.
It's like flower, like, or cherry blossom, depending on, like, the translation.
Flower? Yeah, so like I would like yeah, sakura, it sounds nice and like it means something to
Name
you.
it
So
like
like at
rose.
that point just
The
name it
blossom, yeah.
Shiflower. Or blossom. Blossom. Like those are appropriate, you know, stick to something that's appropriate for your child and you
Yeah,
know, it's,
like
yeah, I'm sick and tired of cultural appropriation. Sick and tired of people using, you know, traditional wear as a means of fashion statement. It's not nice. It, especially if it's traditional clothing. I would say when I was a little kid, I didn't pay attention to that stuff. And like, I was
Yeah.
really into like kimonos and putting popsticks into my
Yeah.
hair. And
But
like,
I
I was
think
politely
with
pressured
that,
as a
there's
young
like this
child
line
not to put
between like
my
appropriation and like appreciation. Yeah.
appreciate. Like, I can appreciate kimonos. Like, here's a for instance. If I went to Japan and like I participated in one of those, because they do those ceremonies there where they wear gis,
I think some are
not
called
gis,
geese.
are they called gis?
Yeah.
Well, they're traditional like wear, and I know I was
Yeah.
watching a documentary, like people don't find it offensive. They
Yeah.
want you to, if you're gonna do it right, do it traditionally, respect the meaning behind it. Now, I there's just some of those biggest cultural appropriators would be like, for instance, like Kardashian and Jenner's. Like, yes, they have kids who are half black, but it doesn't give them excuse to, you know, adopt someone's culture. Yes, they have, some of them are together with black men or married to black men. It doesn't give an excuse to, like, not, you know, like, to appropriate someone's culture. Like, for instance, I know Kim Kardashian, she was like talking about, like, she's like, oh, these are my Bo
Did
Derek
you
braids.
call
I'm
their
like,
spandex
girl,
kind of
those
like
are not
kimonos
Bo
in the
Derek
beginning?
braids. They are called something else.
My God.
Yeah, her
Oh,
spandex
but
was called
I mean,
kimono because her name's Kim. I'm just,
they could have thought more on that one.
I'm like, that's a type of, yeah, like you have. You pay good money to people and you're gonna name your
Yeah, because
line.
Kim is
Like,
more
I'm
like
so glad she
makes
named
more
her
sense
line
to me.
Skins. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, because skin plus Kim equals skins. But I'm just sick and tired of these girls appropriating. I'm sick and also tired of these girls darkening their skin color. It's skin color is not a fashion trend, it is serious. Like, I understand maybe being bronze. There's a thin line between being bronze and
Yeah, and like
darkening yourself to
coming
look
from
like a
like my
different culture.
culture is
Like,
because you
darkening your
see all these like yeah, like you see all these girls like trying to be tan,
it's
but
the
like on our side
opposite.
where so many people are like encouraged to be like light skin.
Yes, it's a, it's inc it's, you know, you're kind of like held on a pedestal if you come out with features that are more Caucasian in a way, especially like in those countries where there's a lot of skin bleaching, skin lightening products. Like, it's so sad. Like, I know even with Mexican culture, there are like, oh, you're so pretty if you have lighter skin and blue eyes and blue hair. Like, it's like, come on. I think it's way for you to embrace
You know what?
how you're
Oh, keep
born.
going.
I
I
think
was gonna
it's,
say like another thing that I like
yeah.
remember seeing recently, which I also like got was like I remember like before like kind of like growing up of how like I'd sometimes be like bullied or teased for like bringing like my culture's like food, but like when you like fast forward to like now, you see people like, oh my God, I love boba and I love like this so and so like ethnic food. Yeah, and I'm like,
Yeah, it's
like
very
you
trendy.
weren't being this way like before.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see people, and like, for instance, people who are like, ugh, gross, you eat this? It's like, well, it's traditional there, so, you know, don't. I'm pretty, somebody could come over here to the United States and be like, ugh, hamburger? Gross. Yeah, disgusting hot dogs. Like, come on, like, You know, I think I was like that
Yeah.
stomach. I'm like, that's so weird to eat, but it's like, it's traditional over there, and like, I have to respect, even if it goes against like
Yeah.
morally what I believe in. Like, there's like
Yeah.
certain animals that are killed that
Yeah, but also
I'm
like
like,
some
why would
cultures
they
who
do
look at
that?
us
That's
like
so
they probably think the same
inhumane.
thing.
But like, it's,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, come on, the United States is not as better. We overbreed cows and chickens, where, you know, people are talk about, for instance, like the China like dog meat trade. Like, come on, you see what we're doing to cows and chickens? We're shoving them into floors and killing them and just doing these sick things. Like, just because it's not a cute, fuzzy little baby doggy, doesn't mean it's not
Yeah.
well what we're doing. We're not doing well in the United States when it comes to the meat industry. We're no better. But again, like, I would say be appreciative towards cultures. Never, it's almost, it's okay to have like reservations of like, that's a little weird, but it's
Yeah.
like, you have to also think, this is their tradition. I'm just here to see it, and if I don't like it, silently back away. And you know, if you don't enjoy it, be respectful and leave. You know, I hate when people go to restaurants, like, for instance,
Oh,
people who go
yeah.
to like sushi restaurants are like, this is disgusting. Who eats raw fish? Yucky. And I'm like, you know, this is a very popular dish,
Yeah.
and it's very, there's someone in that kitchen who
Yeah.
made these meals, and like, it's tradition to their culture. Like,
Yeah.
there's some, especially like mom and pop shops, like, you go
Yeah,
there and
like
like,
if
you
you
eat
don't like it,
their
that's fine,
traditional
but you
food,
don't
and people
have
are
to
like,
be
this is
like butthole
nasty.
about it. Yeah.
Yeah, just say, it wasn't for me. That's okay. I know what I like, and I'll eat that. But man, guys, the world we live in, we have certainly haven't done the best when it comes to, we've certainly overstepped cultural, we've, our society has misinterpreted cultural appreciation, and now it's become a cultural appropriation, where we're not only stealing tradition of other cultures, but taking it for our own. Like, with the whole, what was it, many years ago, with the box braids, like those hairstyles are, shouldn't be appropriated for your enjoyment. Like, it's not a fashion trend, it is tradition. Like, you know, for instance, like, for me, for us, you and I, we are not black people. We won't be shamed for wearing our hair a certain way, but there's women who, black women who cannot wear braids. That is some of the most ridiculous things ever. A black woman should be more like, who do you have to be to tell a black woman to not wear her hair like that when it is something that's traditional?
Yeah,
Like, you don't
like these
know
hairstyles
the
and like the
traditional
things they
hairstyles.
do have like history and meaning
Braids
behind
are,
them a good chunk of the time.
yeah, like, there's certain like braiding techniques, cornrows, like, some of these, you know, appropriated hairstyles that are now fashion trends, they have a meaning towards it. And like, girls who are like you and I, where we have different type of hair, we do it, and it's considered a fashion statement. And like, somebody wouldn't come up to me and be like, oh, you're unprofessional. They would say, oh, that's really cool, that's interesting. But like, when black women, especially in workplaces, they're discriminated against having these certain hairstyles. Like, they have to assimilate to what is traditional towards people who are
Yeah,
more
like the
Caucasian,
advertising
who
for like
have a
hair
different
straighteners
hair
for like
type.
them or like hair treatments
Like,
of like strain their hair is just like absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, like you don't have to straighten your hair to feel beautiful. You don't have to straighten your hair to feel like that's the only way to get hired at a job. Like, you should be more than welcome to wear
Yeah.
braids. You should be more than welcome to wear hair naturally how it is. Like, it shouldn't be discriminated. I just feel it's so ridiculous. People are discriminating someone gets against hair color. You know what I'm also, I mean, hair, how you wear your hair. You know what I also get tired of? How people color their hair. Why? How people have tattoos, how people have piercings. It's like, it's their choice, it's their artistic creativity. There are some cases where it does cross a line, but most of the time, it's like, you know, like with piercings, like what's so wrong with having a simple nose piercing? I could understand maybe like really not weird, but like unusual piercings where like gauges and all that, but like that's
Yeah,
their
like if they thought about
artistic,
it and it makes them happy,
you
then
know,
it should be fine.
creativity. People have certain tattoos. Yeah. Like with tattoos, especially tattoos, you know, people love to express themselves with art. And like, as long as it's not demeaning, it's not racial, it's not sexist, it's not homophobic type of tattoos that are being shown, like, let people, like, they shouldn't have to cover up because you're someone else is uncomfortable. Like, tattoos are well known. They're like, especially like, since we live in the United States here, like, it shouldn't be a problem. Like, I do understand when it comes to like maybe facial ones of the big bold facial tattoos. Maybe I'm more on the line of like, yeah, is that a
But
little
you do
too
you, I
odd?
guess.
But like, no, it's yeah, it's like some people just, you know, they like to put tattoos like it's their freedom. And like, it's also a freedom to dye your hair pink, bright pink if you want to. And also, you know what's another one? F you to feminine hairstyles. What defines a woman hairstyle is beyond just stupid. Like, a woman could shave her head, a woman could have a quote unquote buzz haircut. You know, these are just hairstyles. Hair grows, it comes back. Like, I don't get why people are so sensitive to certain hairstyles. God damn, it's like, it's just, you know, it's just so, just blows my mind, man. It just happens, man. It just happens. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed our episode. Give us a follow on Instagram and on Twitter. We post every episode on Sundays. And our email is twogirlsonepodcast@gmail.com. If you guys want to reach us, the best place would be either through Gmail or Instagram. You know, please, you know, if it's possible, you can leave a review as well if you want to. If you guys want to send us questions, feel free to do so. Again, you can ask any question on Instagram. But thank you guys for you guys' support. It means a lot to us. We're just a baby bot, a podcast, you know. We're just two girls podcast. And, you know, even if it's one person that listens, you mean a lot to us. One versus a billion people listen to us. Y'all mean the most to us. And thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next Sunday.